Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Squad Bus community.
Squad Bus!
Today's patch notes are nothing.
Yay!
It's perfect. We're never updating it again. Oh, whoa.
What even
Wait, vape that.
Yeah, get it all in.
Whoa.
What is in that?
That went hard. That was fentanyl.
Did you like some?
What the fuck is in that?
Where's this guy's mic? Oh, it's on his lap.
That really stinks.
Oh, wait, your anime girl's talking. She was.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Pizza Podcast. Make sure you just go for 10% off.
Whoa.
She had a lot to say.
Bruh.
That was not me.
Are we started?
Yeah, yeah, we started.
Oh, we started already?
Yeah, we're in here, dude. You're locked in.
What's up? What's up?
Hold up.
What's up?
I think we all came to an agreement. This is season 3, episode 1.
No, we never said
that. That's true.
Right on your ass.
Now me lying.
Embarrassing.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're not restarting it either. So
no.
Even
hey, look, we started 30 minutes late because of our friends here, so I can be a little cringe for the first 2 minutes.
Here we go.
I'm allowed to be a little annoying and stupid.
I'm ready.
Fuck. Huh?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Now you're ready.
Okay. So before
I thought you were going to complain. Okay. That's
weird. Before we argue on the group podcast, there's one thing that I was looking forward to bringing up the entire week, but I'm upset because I brought it up early because I couldn't help but bring it up. So let me tell a story.
Wait, I don't think Grunk heard it though.
Grunk. Yeah, here's the story. All right. So there's two parts to this story. I can give you, should we start with the music or should we start with the receipt?
We should start with the music.
Okay, so at Buffalo Wild Wings, Applebee's, some other places, they have like this jukebox in the store that plays music through the speakers, through the whole restaurant, and it's connected through a phone app and you can pay money to play a song that you'd like.
Classic.
So yeah. I put on, and everybody felt like a champion eating in there, put on the Final Countdown. And then Isaac was like, yeah, what is the longest song in the history of man? And then he finds a 23-minute song by Pink Floyd.
Oh, my God.
And then the first, like, 3 minutes, it just goes, bing, bing.
It was really weird.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, if you want to look up Echoes by Pink Floyd on your free time, it's a 23-minute, like,
masterpiece.
The entire Applebee's was held hostage to this song. There's no skipping it.
Imagine that's what you're listening to at 12 a.m. while you're drinking a Dollarita with your wife, bitch.
Or
you just got laid off and you go to Applebee's to, like, wind down after a hard day.
And then
you just
it's hear, the bing! Countdown.
And you see me shoveling salad in my fucking mouth, eating fast.
While you're down to 2 for $20.
Yeah, dude.
But that played, and then Isaac finds another song that's worse than anything I've ever heard in my entire life, and it's 6 minutes of animals in a cave.
Let's get back to that later.
What?
Dude, it's so
all right,
bad.
Yeah, so
do you want me to tell the receipt thing?
Yeah, because if we're playing the timeline of how things played out.
Well, next is the receipt. So Nick started doing that thing where it was like the classic dad where he's like, okay, so then like we're all doing this like stupid dad bit, and then Isaac like pulls out the receipt like this long, and then he's like, and then I was like, who got the soda? And then Isaac was like, the water's free. And then he was like, 1 million waters, like, to the waiter.
Jesus.
And then he was like, to go.
Yeah, so
this is
like,
all like, how long did this last for?
Dude, 20 minutes? I don't know.
Isaac was like, wait a second, waters are free? Yeah, I'll take 1 million waters. And then he's like, hey, gamer subs employees, get the truck. I have a new business idea.
Applebee's is giving free waters to go. Dude, the funniest, like, that was funny, but then the day after when you brought it up, you kept laughing about it. You're like, 1 million waters. And where's all like, Yes.
And then they just bring it out.
Yes.
No, I remember the bit actually started with Isaac just saying like, yeah, can I get 1 million waters? And I was like, can you make those to go?
It was just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
boom.
It was just
all
right
while
echoes. All while echoes was going off, yep. And there was a guy that was battling Isaac. He's playing some old head music.
This guy was playing.
Was he skipping you?
He was playing Black Magic Woman. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, and like 80s rock or like late Santana. 90s rock, whatever. I had the show much boss. So
we played Jay Beebs.
Yeah, we played If I Was Your Boyfriend by Justin Bieber.
So new head versus old head, a little bad.
Yeah, old head was like drinking tequila straight.
Old head was actually listening. Unironically, we were just trying to piss him off.
Yeah. Oh, we were. Just,
then you played like a karaoke version of like All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah, I got effed.
Awesome.
They lied. It was not All I Want for Christmas.
Did you spot old head or no?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, that big
dude was scanning the room after turning on songs.
He said he like clicked his phone and then he was like. Looking around.
Most obvious way. I wonder if that like ruined his night.
I hope so.
Because he left. I think he left.
We had to leave because a bunch of birds started going.
Well, what happened was, remember, it got to the really eerie middle part of the song for Echoes. As we were leaving, it sounded like a fucking
alien abduction.
It sounded like an alien abduction noise. And then we were walking out. And Isaac looks up this song about monkeys or what was it?
Yeah, it was, if you go, can you look up on YouTube real quick? Look up Pink Floyd, furry critters gathered in a something, something, whatever.
Furry
animals in a cave, sure, whatever. That's fine.
Okay.
So this is a Pink Floyd song and it's not a single strum of guitar at all.
It's just a bunch of nothing. Animal noises?
I swear to God, I think it's these guys.
Here's the challenge. Click in the middle, play 3 seconds.
Okay. Right in the middle, and volume up. Here we go.
That's good.
So now imagine that
you're eating hot wings.
You're eating hot wings
for 20.
You and your coworkers, and you just. So we didn't even get to this part. What we did was we went into Isaac's car. We were sitting there, and I was like, man, should I do it to him? Should I do it to him right now? All right, fuck it. And we are like, yeah, let's just like sit in the car, and Isaac plays this song.
Yeah,
from the parking lot.
And we were just watching them, like, inside the place.
And then
Nick was like, the Applebee's is going to start floating. They're going to float away.
It's going to turn like a regular show.
You're going to see, like, animals walk out of the building. Like a deer walks out of the door.
Oh, dude, it was so funny.
That's so good, dude. Yeah. I love, man, that they added the whole machine, like the music machine thing.
Yeah, the music machine is so limited, though. So the last thing expect to be able to play is this shit. Because why does Pink Floyd have this song, and why is it also available to be played for other people very loudly as they eat? I don't know.
I never noticed like those machines until I moved in with you guys, and then we went out.
Could we make it like a ritual or whatever? Where we like walk in and we immediately play this.
You hate it though.
Huh?
He hates it. Until we got our food.
I'm not until I got my food because I wanted to eat. I was
last
so
time
hungry.
We went and you were like, dude, if you play that jukebox,
okay,
I'm gonna leave.
I was a little
right
better
now.
This time. I was a little better this time.
You were a tiny bit better, but you were also like clenching your head and like hiding away.
Oh, you do the thing where like you put your hands behind like on the side of your head. You're like,
I was like this.
You're doing that.
Yeah. I was like, who's playing this song?
What's funny is there is a three like forehead speaker right above me.
Oh yeah,
you can hear it. He said that was like full surround sound like on his head.
Oh, I had a grunk moment.
Yeah, because you were like, really? I feel like I'm in VR.
I said I feel like I'm in VR because no matter which way I turn, the sounds just are staying the same.
And I'm with my friends in VR hanging out.
What's going on with you, Greg?
Awesome analogy, man.
Thank you. What's going on with you? You've been quiet, man. You mogging us right now? What's going on, bro?
We have been talking.
What's the Rizzler up to?
The Riddler, bruh. You know, I haven't been up to much, really. Just been like... nothing's really going on anymore. It's summer, so like nobody's.
Have
doing
you seen
anything.
A rainbow lately?
Nah, the clouds have been cool. But
2018, Grunk would say every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
I wake
you
up.
See a
I
rainbow
see
today? Two of them.
Two of them.
Hold on, Grunk.
If you're not seeing rainbows, you're not looking hard enough.
Grunk, I'm sorry to interrupt. Hey, Nick, what the fuck was that?
What?
You're like, what's the Riddler been up to today?
I called him the Rizzler.
Like, keep in mind, he has shorts on, his nuts are all out, and he's like, I go to stop you, and he's like, psh. So tell me about your dad. Like, what are you doing? What is this?
What's the Rizzler up to?
He's Unk talking to his nephew.
I'm Unk talking to Neff.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's up, Rizzler?
I'm the Riddler.
I'm playing Fortnite again.
All right, little Riz. I'm playing 40.
And... yeah, Fortnite. This
riddle me
season,
this, Rizzler.
I haven't gotten a win yet. It's been really, really upsetting to play.
You're kind of
washed.
They
took Peter Griffin out, and I didn't care about the game anymore.
Facts.
He had a statue, and they took it away.
Hey, we have a date tonight. All of us. With Gronk?
Say what?
On the Minecraft server.
Oh,
we promised you. We promised you, bro.
9 p.m. your time?
Huh?
9 p.m. your time?
Yeah.
9 p.m. your time. Our time.
We'll see if we show up.
Yeah.
It's 10 p.m. my time.
Well, look.
Yeah, I'm playing regardless.
You got confirmed, so even if we didn't show up, guess what? You can play.
Is this Sirs?
This is true.
Is this... No, this is Troll or Lurs?
This is what we all were screaming last night when you were on the couch and you were freaking out. Do you remember that? When we woke you up and it was like the loudest noise ever and you were like insanely scared when you woke up on the couch.
Remember? Because the ball flew past your head.
Past your head and it hit a big water jug and it was like...
I winded up like a baseball pitcher and I threw a basketball right past your sleeping face.
I don't remember this.
And then Isaac was like... And then you woke up and you were like...
And the water jug, was like,
poor Larry, poor Larry. You probably thought you were having a nightmare because you were like, because all you said, you were like, I'm going to my room.
I was like, I'm sorry, Larry. It's all poor Larry. Because I need you. Well, you have eyes. You have eyes and I don't right now. I need you to make humongous eyes.
Yeah, I turned. I remember he was laying like this. He was laying just like this. I was right next to him. Tanner throws a ball this way. It smacks, and you're like, "Oh, poor Larry!" Boy, he's like,
"It looks like he was getting raptured."
Yeah,
I'm going to bed.
As you were walking away, I was like, "Dude, if there was a real intruder, Larry would be so dead." Because your reaction to everything was like so delayed. You were like, "You're like a zombie."
And I hit like a 10-gallon water jug, so I was like, "Boom!" Yeah, those things are loud when they're loud. It's that one right there. Yeah.
You don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
Oh man,
You don't remember like falling asleep on the couch, waking up?
I fell asleep. So on my bed, I like made my bed, and I just fell asleep on top of it like a zombie. Like I just laid like flat on top, and then I was like, Jesus.
He might have been like in a rim.
He could have been in like a trance.
What do you do in your day? What makes you so tired that you're like able to fall asleep like that?
I don't know. I get tired like pretty heavily.
You're a warrior, huh?
When I get tired, I get tired. Probably because I don't eat a lot right now, so maybe.
Oh, that is it. Yeah,
I just don't eat a lot.
Not eating a lot does that to you.
What if you had
eating not a lot does that to you?
Not eating a lot does that to you.
Go ahead.
I got a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, and it was like this thin and burnt.
Hey, you need to stop. You need to stop eating Chick-fil-A.
Tell me they're.
I'm putting a protest on Chick-fil-A. Their chicken is.
Everybody.
Oh yeah, it's June. First of all, for that reason.
Yeah.
Second of all, month. Because what?
They're like Christian. They're like,
Yeah, they're kind of weird.
Also, Cobble Bob's closes on Sundays.
It's because they're restocking their food.
For Jesus, come on
for the week.
Now.
I don't know. I'm covering Cabo's ass.
Man, I love Cabo too much to let him go down like that.
I fuck with Bob too much, bro.
Fuck me and Bob.
Chick-fil-A though, hey, throw him under. But look, they put antibiotics in their chicken.
Yeah,
like,
they changed
heavy.
Up the recipe.
You can taste the difference, bro.
What does it taste like now?
Ass.
Oh, okay.
Chemicals.
I've had their chicken nuggets, and I thought they tasted the same.
Yeah, me too,
bro.
I don't even like Chick-fil-A
maybe
all that
the
much.
The sandwich they changed.
Am I crazy?
Nah,
I don't
like
it.
Their nuggets don't taste the same, bro.
Bad.
Everyone.
What'd you say, Gronk?
The sandwich was pretty bad today. And,
I'm pro.
Bad chicken nuggets anywhere.
Only thing that tastes good is their waffle fries.
I'll tell you.
I don't even like those.
You know what's pretty good, Gronk? Blackened chicken from Popeyes. Mm. A little strip.
Man, just some Popeyes right now. Oh my God.
Larry likes Wingstop a lot.
The Wingstop is goated, man. And you know what? Formal apology to Isaac. I made fun of Isaac a long time ago for eating bone-in.
Yeah, because you used
wings.
To have
squash and the beef.
I remember
I used to have bone-in. I used to have bone-in a lot. The problem that happened was that I would order bone-in pretty late, and I think the workers were like, you know, trying to get home, so, you know, make up whatever they can. And the bones I would get were the fucking thin. These guys ran like a mile before they were cooked up because they lost all the fucking fat and goodness in their fucking, like, dude, it was so bad. Dude, they were thin.
If I get a boneless or if I get a bone in wing and I eat it or bite it or chew it and like the bone breaks in half and I see all the bone marrow and it like pokes me in the mouth, I'm like, I don't want to eat anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That's a sign, I'm pretty sure, of them like overcooking it too.
Okay.
When the bones become like really brittle and like it sucks. Yeah, I don't like
the
that.
Only reason I'm like Mr. Boneless is because I kind of like I enjoy to do things with my fingers and hands, whether that be change the goddamn TV remote or type something on my computer.
Computer.
I ain't never I can't be bothered picking up like lemon pepper and being like, oh,
www.youtube.com.
That's why you have to like you have to adapt, right? So if I'm gonna eat with my hands, I find something that's gonna take 20 minutes to play.
so I can eat my food and not have to touch my shit.
I just bring like a napkin next to me and just wipe my fingers in the napkin.
That is true.
Sometimes I run it through water.
That don't work with lemon pepper steppers, bro.
Yeah, they do. The dry ones.
I run straight out of napkins. However many I am given, they are always gone.
Yeah. I also run through them like a fucking, like a college party, and I just, ka-choo! Lemon pepper! That was going to clip so hard.
Yo, audio is
that's
going to
be so annoying for me.
Imagine like the
normal fleece, because it might be a funny clip.
Somebody's going to, I'm so sorry if you're listening to that.
Into the car, so it's like, Jesus.
God, that was the loudest thing on earth.
Lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper. Somebody's gonna drive through it. It's like a normal audio podcast. And then you hear lemon pepper. And they're like, okay, lemon pepper wings.
No.
I'm allergic.
Oh, we should do a bit for that. Hey, if you're listening to this right now, can you please pause the podcast and go to a drive thru and let us order for you?
Pause this video. Okay,
wait, you have to tell them which one.
They're bad.
We have learned from our mistakes. Never ever again, bro.
Popeyes. No, not Popeyes.
It has to be really easy. Taco Bell. I think we all know Taco Bell. So we fuck with Taco Bell because it's simple.
Are you guys ready to shit? Because you're about to shit.
All right, Taco Bell.
All right, look.
Taco Bell.
All right, ready?
Can I start the order?
Let me pull up the menu.
All right, only one of us can say it, and you have to wait. You have to wait for the cues.
Please say an item.
Yep.
I'll go first.
Okay. Wait. Okay, POV, you're driving into the drive-thru. You have to think of it for them now.
I'm ready.
God damn it. They're going to get there. Okay, just wait a second. We'll say ready. Just wait in the parking lot until we get to do this.
Dude, they're not a corner away from a Taco Bell.
Okay, hold on. Ready?
Quickly, get through the light.
Pull up to the drive-thru right now. We're going to start once you hear beep. Okay, ready?
There's no
beep.
17 Baja Blasts.
Oh.
Ooh.
No, make it 24. Dude, no, sorry.
Time out. Restart. Okay, look. At least say hi, how are you?
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Dude, the people that did it.
All right, back up into the drive-thru and do it again. All right, ready?
Yeah. Drive-thru.
This only works at 2 a.m., by the way.
Beep for real. Ready?
Beep.
What up, Taco Bell, bitch? Give me a double stack taco. Make that two of them. And a Baja Blast.
Holla. Double stat taco, I'll take 90. 90.
Dad, can I have a meal?
No.
No.
What about me?
Soft taco meal.
No, don't play this at a drive-thru, bro. They're poor. They're just poor like people.
Yeah, okay.
Poor in what regard?
Oh, my God.
Like, don't.
Like, don't. I can't even save you on
don't,
that one.
Oh my god.
Bro.
What? This guy put on like shades and like a hat.
Who is this guy?
He's like, yeah, wait,
unmask yourself.
I didn't mean like they're poor financially. I mean like those poor people. I don't fuck with it. That's what I meant to say.
Well, it just so happens to be after I said 99 Cantina soft chicken tacos for $3 a piece. So if you're insinuating
okay, it's clicking now.
Yes. He said, don't do this. They're poor.
I mean, don't like fuck with those poor people. Like, leave them alone.
All three. All three of us.
Oh,
like,
man. Oh, dude, man. What you should do? You should do a political campaign and you should just run.
I mean, don't do it. Because we learned from the prank calls not to fuck with these people because they already like have a shitty time. With these horrible, like the way that they're treated.
Miscommunication.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That was really funny.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Sorry, right, guys. Wow. I didn't mean like money wise.
Epic prank over. No more Taco Bell.
Holy shit. Dude, the only out we had in that was who is this guy? Who's this masked up guy? That's not yummy.
Yeah, actually, who is this?
No, it's because right before I was saying, or right before we started this podcast, I was like, dude, you look like you're trying to act in, like you're trying to act like you're like normal.
I'm a villain.
Because you have this hat and like glasses on. You love that hat.
I'm a villain. Bro, I'm just trying to like wear something different like every day, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you want to hear my 10-year plan? My 3-year plan?
Wait, one second, Isaac.
Wait, you went from 10 year to 3 years.
I know, I changed it up because
Isaac,
I don't think I can wear
it. You can go.
What?
Did you hear what Yummy said?
I did not.
I want to wear
something different forever.
He said he wants to wear something different every day.
Why?
Costume.
He looks pretty cool.
I'm cosplaying on life.
Cosplaying on life.
Look at me, I'm a villain.
Hell yeah. Cosplaying on life. Why did you try to make me hear that?
I just think it's funny because it's like, that's what we're supposed to, this is what you do every day. But actually, right, that's what you're supposed to do, but Isaac doesn't. Isaac doesn't because he wears tanks every day.
Isaac, what you were saying with your plan?
All right.
What's your 10-year plan?
Yesterday I was like, dude, I'm going to order like a butt ton of hats, and order a butt ton of hats I did. I ordered the strangest things ever. I have a really tall top hat, like, I have one of those British Guards hats, the fuzzy ones. Coming in, I have one with the longest bill in the world. I think it might touch that table.
Is it cool shirts?
No, just on eBay, Etsy. One of them's pre-owned, pre-worn. It's kind of gross. I need to clean that.
They're actually ordering Taco Bell, by the way.
They're ordering all the toppings.
Keep talking,
they're
Isaac.
Ordering all the sauces. So,
bro, I'm sorry, but like, have you seen how customizable Taco Bell is on their fucking app?
Or on their app, it's ridiculous. It's like, it'll would you like one-third chicken, one-third rice and beans, and one-third potatoes? It's like,
instead of a cheesy gordita crunch, do you want to do a steak cheesy gordita crunch with extra spicy ranch sauce and double cheese? It's like, what the hell?
I know.
That's an option.
Specific thing.
I say yes.
I say yes to all of it.
If you're able to do that, I wonder if Taco Bell can eventually be like healthy.
I thought these were ice cubes.
Their meat is like horrible.
Why?
Do you like ice cubes on your taco?
What's so hard about just getting regular meat?
What do you mean?
Like just ground beef. That's not bad for you.
I feel like
it's in a bag and they have to like heat it up in water.
That's pretty gross. What do you think, personal trainer? PT.
What about what?
PT Willie. What do you think if you were to
penis tip Willie?
Like maximize, customize. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell, could you make it healthy? I think that yes.
maybe the chicken.
No, I mean there's a lot of preservatives in it, but I mean if you're gonna play the game of it, what can okay look
okay
if
well, you're let's only play the game
if you're comparing you only it to need like the
beans.
Other shit like
only McDonald's. The beans
other poop and shit no, then, no, yeah no, you no. can make it healthy you no. can do like chicken you can do. A little bit of cheese if you want a little bit of flavor.
Beans,
you can
chicken.
Do some black beans because black beans they make you fart and they're good for your heart.
I think hella chicken and that's it. Bro.
Nacho fries is also pretty good.
Yeah, nacho fries is really good for you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With extra sour cream.
Yeah,
extra sour cream and
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Sarah
yeah,
Sarah Bonero.
Look, you could do guac, right? Because that's a healthy fat. You can scroll up for me real quick.
Gallon of nacho cheese.
A little bit of tomato action there. Please. Seasoned rice is always pretty chill.
I think that something with seasoned rice, black beans, chicken, and maybe some onions.
But I'm gonna be honest, if you're going to Taco Bell to eat healthy, I think you're looking in the wrong place.
As also equally as true. So
yeah.
If you're in a bind though, you know, it's nothing.
Yeah, if you're
wrong
in a bind,
that.
Let's say that you're like a bodybuilder that really wants to make it, but you can only afford Taco Bell, I think you can make it work. But yeah. I also think there's other options like a $5 foot long.
Dude, you ever seen those twins that are like big bodybuilders?
The Hodgins?
Oh, the Hodge twins?
Yeah.
Those guys are fucking
dude,
funny.
The Hodge twins are so funny.
They're the ones who go to the gym for like 5 minutes and are like, I want to go get a donut.
are we thinking about the right people?
I don't know.
Because the Hodge twins are like content creators, but they are like, they look good.
That's them.
Yeah, these guys. Don't they just eat whatever they want?
Yeah, they do. They always. Every time I see clips of them, they're always in the drive-thru ordering like fast food.
They're really.
There's also like a clone of them. The Trend twins.
Oh, dude, that might have been who I was.
The Trend twins. Trend twins are like two airheads. It's so fucking funny. They're like in the gym.
Trend twins.
Yeah, they're in the gym and they're like, I kind of want IHOP.
That might be who I'm thinking. That's definitely who I'm thinking.
Oh, I've seen that clip. Yeah.
These guys are funny as hell, dude. They're
Oh, dude, they could have done the funniest thing. They should have just inverted their tattoos and then been like, they're looking in the mirror.
Wait, what? Are they the... Whoa, what?
I mean, they're twins with like some of the tattoos.
Wait, they got the same tattoo?
Same haircut.
Yeah, they're bringing it to the next level in terms of twins.
Jesus, dude.
But one of them looks way taller than the other.
No, it's just angle. No. He's in front.
Look at his torso.
No, I think one of them is definitely shorter than the other one.
Look at his torso.
Okay. All right,
just a tiny bit.
Okay, yeah.
Isaac, are we twins?
Hell no, I don't think we are.
Larry, me and
you were
Larry
born on
twins.
Different years,
dude. I had twins in my school.
Identical. Look, all right, raise your hand. 3, 2, 1.
Wait, why?
See,
Whoa. It's like a mirror. It's a mirror.
It is,
right.
Yeah.
So when I'm looking that way,
yep.
Yummy and Grunk are twins.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that is.
Grunk's my older brother. I had there was twins in my school. And one of them was 6'2", and one of them was like 5'6".
Were they boy girl?
They were both boys.
Oh, boys.
Oh,
and they were twins, and they looked nothing alike.
Yeah, the other one sucked up all the nutrients.
Do you think the way you mate?
Oh, he was big and greedy baby. He was, yeah.
Do you think the way you mate?
I hate those babies.
That?
Huh?
The way you mate what? Affects that?
Mate?
Bro, what?
Why are you saying
are you
like
slash
Discovery Channel
right
freak?
You think the way you procreate?
Are you FR?
Ew, don't say it like that either.
Just say pork, dude.
I'm creating a new tone indicator. Are you FR right now?
Are you slash FR?
Do you think the way you chub?
Are you for real right now? Are you slash for real?
IDK.
Chub a girl.
Chub a lady.
IDK.
This podcast is all over the place. Were there any prominent...
Ah, it is!
Are there any prominent events that we could talk about?
Private events?
Prominent. Like, oh my god, besides Million Dollar Waters.
I found out about a guy who climbed shit and it was so cool.
I have a lot of clips from that.
What?
You do? Yeah,
because you guys are so like mad at me for like being interested.
No, I'm mad
interested.
At you. We're not
dude,
mad.
I was like, guys, he's freaking out. It was just so 3,000 foot cliff, and Grunk was like, get off his dick, bro. Like,
I did not say it like that.
He was like, how does it taste, actually?
Girl was like, you're hyper fixated on this guy.
Dude, he was free climbing a 3,000 foot fucking cliff. Hey, like, is that not insane?
Yummy, I would think it's cool, bro.
Yes!
I thought it was awesome.
Because I've seen that guy climb.
I was watching I was like, bro, this guy is the only person of all time ever in the entire history of man to do this thing and nobody else can do it. How is it not insane?
You're going to let a dude with a button up tell you to stop sucking dick?
Why did you put yourself?
Yeah, why are you looking like that?
Shrug.
Yeah, I don't know. What's his name? Alex something? Alex? Like, I don't know.
I don't know
what he climbed. I forget.
Alex Eubank?
No, not him, dude.
He's not a trend twin.
It was.
Yeah, you're on him for a good minute, though. Just I have close to you.
Yeah, there, that Alex.
Because we're watching.
He's
just
falling.
Click on some of these pictures, and he has no safety rope.
Yeah, he does free climbing.
One, yeah, it's called free climbing.
I'm sorry, go up. What? Click on that middle picture. No safety rope.
Yeah, on that one.
No, he did that. He jumped up for extra leverage.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
On that one, he probably did. Oh, wait, go back. He actually did have no safety rope. He fell.
No way.
He fell and died.
He fell.
Well, he has a rope.
No way.
Yeah, what is that? Oh, okay, never mind.
I have an idea. Let's make a free beat, but you know how those free beats, they do like Audiomania sample. Like randomly throughout the entire thing.
Okay, you guys start beatboxing and I'll think of the water.
Let's start. I like to be the bass. I'm not gonna lie. Boom.
The group beat,
dude.
Oh my bad. Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going. I'll come in later.
Grunk, you gotta get on this. Boom. Boom. Boom.
The group beat.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
The group beat.
Can I tell you guys how I got pranked?
The group beat.
I got super pranked.
What?
I got super pranked yesterday.
They said you got pregnant.
You got pregnant.
I got pranked.
Congratulations.
How'd you get pranked?
All right. So I was in Call of Soup and like Blarg and McNasty. And we were like, I saw like a video of a steak and we were talking about like the cut of steak and everything. And we were talking like picanha and we were talking about like flank steak. And like Blarg was like, oh, that's like the pork belly of steak. And he was talking about like a cut of meat. And then Soup was like, y'all ever had queer belly? And I thought it was like a real cut of meat. He was like, yeah, it's real. And I looked it up. It was just a bunch of shirtless dudes.
Whoa.
He was laughing. So he thought it was so funny that I looked up queer belly and I was like, that's shirtless dude. He was laughing so hard.
He looked up queer belly.
He was like, dude, no way you thought that was real.
What time was it and why did you think that was real?
Dude,
I'd believe
it. Sound that fake?
I'd believe it, dude. I believe it's like queer belly.
I don't know. Belly.
I'm gonna look it up real quick.
Well, it's just gonna be I saw yesterday. Yep. What I saw yesterday.
Okay.
Google is so awesome.
No steak. I was expecting to see a bunch of steak. Man. Nope.
Don't you guys think Google is awesome for that?
I think it's so dope, dude.
Google's
I think Google's magical.
Like, how does that even work? That you just look up keywords like that. That's crazy. People are so smart.
People are so smart.
Can we look at people are awesome comps? Dude.
Wait, hang on.
I'd
love to change the... He's like jumping across a huge cliff.
I always like the gamers are awesome.
There's like, gamers are awesome.
Gamers are awesome, bro.
Yeah, they play in League and they're like killing three guys, but there's nothing happening.
Yeah, someone gets like a penta kill and they do a face.
No, it's always like Battlefield 4 clips of like jet hopping and
shit. Oh yeah, yeah. That
they
was
jump
the
off the jet, they shoot another one and blow it up, and then get back into the jet. Oh,
I remember when that clip went viral when it first happened, and then I remember that next Battlefield or whatever where they included it in the trailer.
Yeah. They baited everybody and made the worst game ever.
So
apparently it's good now.
Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 4 are the best Battlefields, I'm gonna say it.
Battlefield 1 was really good as well.
I loved Battlefield 3.
I hate the trend of releasing games that are just bad and then fixing it later. Like, just release a good game.
Bro, even Tesla did that with the Cybertruck.
oh yeah, we're gonna release this, and then there's an update coming up later on. Like, who the fuck has to update their car?
Why is that? Why is that the norm though? Why is it the norm now?
Because I think it's so they get money so they can do the update. But still, it's just like, come on.
Are they not getting fucking money already?
I think it's because of how fast paced the market of everything is. Like, you have to be able to compete on a certain timeline to keep up with, like.
Mm-hmm. I thought the whole point of like pre-orders were like where you get the money from.
Also, yeah, that is where you get money, also yeah. Some companies have to hit quarterly quotas that investors are interested in seeing in order to keep those investors interested.
Investors are a blessing, but they're also
they're a curse. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, they are.
You know, Grunk, let me translate. It's a greed perk and crab champions. That's what investors are.
That was such a niche reference, bro.
Dude, that's
I understood that. Retweet and like if you understood that.
That was Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
That was Nietzsche as fuck.
I want to go to a palatidia. I want to go to a palatidia.
Are you guys referencing when that person found out how niche was pronounced by English people?
I was not referencing.
Did they say niche?
Niche.
No, he said Nietzsche.
I don't like that.
No, I like it.
I said niche.
Like Spanish.
I said niche.
Yeah, niche. I think niche just makes sense to me.
Niche just sounds like there should be a TCH and there's not. And that
niche
pisses me
niche
off.
Is literally just NICH, like the four first right, letters of my name.
Think about this. Think about quiche.
Yeah.
Same last three letters.
Yep.
Spell quiche for me.
Quiche.
I thought it was K.
Bro, what? Are you serious? Or
wait,
are you memeing?
Quiche or quiche?
Quiche.
What?
I'm pretty sure Isaac's what? Right.
Look up quiche.
Spell quinoa.
C-H-E?
Yeah, it's quiche.
Quinoa.
Quiche.
Mm-hmm.
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Quiche
quinoa.
Is horrible. I hate it.
I
it
love
tastes
quiche.
Like shit.
Wait.
What are you talking? You've never had
like
good quiche?
Like a smelly, stinky egg and then like the green, like, gross stuff in it.
You ever have, tuna tartare?
No.
Tuna tartare?
I've had beef tartare.
I don't like tuna.
I hate beef tartare.
Why?
Because the texture of raw meat is weird, bro.
It's the same as raw tuna. They
you like raw
texture.
Meat, bro?
Oh my
I
god.
I love raw
what
meat.
What is this?
Especially when it's wet.
Yeah, I'd eat wet meat.
This looks like cat food.
Do you love raw meat, dude?
Is that beef tartare?
No, this is tuna. We've That's, all had this.
Dude, tuna tartare is really good. Beef tartare.
I love beef tartare.
Bro,
beef tartare
it's just raw.
It's good.
So is
it
the
tastes
tuna.
Good.
Yeah, but tuna's like better than fit be meat.
No.
It's the same.
No.
Maybe okay, it's healthier for you, but like it does not taste as good.
Maybe on toast?
Bread.
Guys, I got to fart really bad.
Just do it.
No, yeah. I can't
well,
do
let it. Let the audio listeners, Larry, don't even cut it out. Keep it all in.
No.
Just do it.
I feel like, all right, I'll be real. I feel like if I let it out.
I don't consent.
The more is going to come out.
Okay.
That's right. That's the situation I'm
right
in.
Right now.
Go ahead. How dangerous, what scale are we at right now?
Yeah, what have you ate?
What Richter scale is it
in you right now?
Just caffeine.
No, the scale.
Oh, well, also...
What material was used to construct this fart?
Six.
I'm at a level six right now.
I think you can let that go and it won't be a problem.
I can't.
then go shit. Then go shit.
You're like a six-year-old right now.
You're shitting yourself.
Dad, no, I can't.
I have to go now.
Oh, I'm going
to
wait like 5 more minutes.
Why? It's going to get worse.
He's putting it on hold. Hold on. He's got to take a call.
Yeah. It's knocking
making,
right now.
Making the poop wait actually is a crazy meta. It's like...
Drunk.
Meta?
You, were, you meta. Said you couldn't do anything but have horrible
dude,
poops for a year.
It's the forgotten meta. You know
my
what?
Mom, my mom says, if you have to fart, just let it out. It doesn't matter. Who cares? You're going to die anyways. I was like, all
right. Damn.
Anyway.
Oh my God, yeah, stoic mom.
Dude, that's like the greatest excuse
anyway.
To do anything in life.
No,
who cares? You're going to die
I told
anyways.
My mom, I was like, my stomach hurts. Like, why? I was like, I think I didn't want to fart in class. She's like, who cares? Just fart. Let it out. And she's like,
you're going to die anyway.
Did she say it in Spanish, though?
No, she actually didn't say that. She didn't say you're gonna die.
Can you pretend
but she did say when you need a fart, or else you're gonna.
Can you pretend that you're your mom and say it in Spanish for me one time?
Échate un pedo. Échate un pedo porque te vas a morir.
I feel like I'm with your mom right now.
No, te vas a morir.
Verdad.
I love. Oh, I made the. I said I wanted to go to a palateria because that drink. It's like a little popsicle ice cream, little like Mexican
Horchata?
Shop.
Oh,
and then I made that banana.
Banana.
I made that banana.
I can make a Spanish drink that tastes banana.
Banana.
It was like banana horchata, low key a little bit. Larry said he liked
it had a banana tint, but it was like a horchata.
Yeah,
very 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 nice.
Just less cinnamony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely needed.
Did
a little
you
bit
try
more
it right?
Mm-hmm. It was good. I also liked when you baked the bananas and they're all soft.
Yeah, that we learned a new method.
Folks at home, if you know, just look it up how to make it. Also, you should try making arroz con leche, which is just like. An extra layer of making it cold so it's a little more stiff, you know, add some rice, add some rice to it, and then you got a little spur.
The pudding?
It's nice. like more pudding. Yeah.
It was really good. You know how I know it was really good? Flies went into my drink.
That's how you know it was good.
That's not a bad indication.
Flies fuck with it.
Yeah, that's a good sign. Yeah,
flies like sugar, so there was sugar in it.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it until the flies went in it.
What about a bee? A bee in my juice?
What is the Russian mommy milky drink?
Russian dressing?
White Russian. I had a White Russian and there a yellow jacket went in it.
Damn.
Yes, yes.
Wait.
A kingpin.
Larry, there are probably videos around on TikTok if you look up like bees drink Mexico or bees drink.
What?
Bees drink. I don't know.
Did you ever have bees when you went to Mexico?
Do we have bees?
Yeah. Did you have bees?
Plenty.
Like a lot more than
you. Look up bees in my damn drink.
There's a lot more mosquitoes. What did you want me to look up?
Ooh, oh no, something about bees.
Dude.
Bees
that's why I hated Georgia. The gnats and the mosquitoes. Bro, gnats would fly in your nose and your eyes.
Oh,
like
no.
Nah.
Right in your nose?
In your nose and your eyes. They'd go right next to your eye. I'm not even kidding. Like, it's awful.
Wait, what?
If you're like near any body of water down in South Georgia,
the swamp,
are those the ones that are like really hard to see?
Yeah, you talk about gnats. Yes. Oh yeah, gnats are horrible.
They don't make any noise. They just fly everywhere.
Yeah, we call them no-see-ums in Washington.
Did you guys hear about the cicada thing? Did we talk about that on the last podcast?
No.
No, we did not.
How there's two different breeds of cicadas that have like a breeding cycle of like different years, like 17 and 13.
Yeah.
And for the first time since like 1806, they're falling on the same year this year. And there's going to be like over a trillion cicadas in the U.S.
Yeah. Dude, that's perfect for us. Protein.
We can eat. It's like
On God. True.
On God, yeah. Let's go vlog it. Let's just go like have the worst bit rate ever. Be like, we're here in the cicada storm. We can't see anything.
Dude, I saw a mantis versus a lizard on a video.
Oh, it kicked its ass.
Dude, it beat the shit out of it.
I saw that
too. Like, whole neck open.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. It stopped. The mantis stopped the lizard with its claws and was like,
he's like,
just started biting its neck.
No way.
Yeah, dude. Mantis are strong as hell. Like, ripped its head off and everything.
Is it still a fine? Like, could you still get in trouble for killing a praying mantis?
I think so, yeah.
Is that a rule?
I think it
has to be like,
are they in danger?
No, look it up. Yeah, look it up.
Look up, can I kill a praying mantis? Legal.
They were chilling where I lived.
I mean, I think we should kill them if they're killing lizards like that, and they're going to kill us next.
Oh, it's because they're probably endangered.
They are.
Hey.
Well, what?
Maybe. Wait, so I saw one. It was like rare, like a Pokemon when I was a kid.
It is rare. They are rare. They're not like.
I never see them.
They're not insanely rare, but they are sort of rare. So I had a pet one that I brought in because he was a baby.
Where are they? Where most likely to spawn? What's their spawn rate at? Where is
I feel like southeastern U.S. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's got to be like chunks. It's like how there's like a slime chunk.
Look up praying mantis. Map.
Go poop, man. Go poop, man.
Yeah, it's actually bad, guys.
What is the fine for killing a praying mantis?
I knew it was all northeast. Come on, bro.
That's why I can't find
it. It's all over the United States. What are you talking about?
What, that's major northeast.
He said north. There's like nothing.
Dude, that's major northeast vibe. Come on, damn it, bro.
It's major south, bro.
Yeah, it's like south.
Damn, Austin. It's in, dude, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere, Isaac. They're just on the coast.
But they're like flooding northeast.
But they're where water is. For the most part.
All right, dude. Yeah, I'm done.
Dude, that
I'm
one done. Dot all the way up there.
North Dakota got it, baby. They got it, baby.
They got one. There's one.
They got one. They found one. They fucking prayed. You said
mantises look crazy.
Bro, have you guys ever seen banana spiders?
No. Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah.
So they were all over where I lived in South Georgia, bro. Every fucking where. And
they're dangerous, though.
I don't think they are. I think that's a misconception.
I thought the banana spiders are the ones that, like, when they bite you, you get really hard.
Like your penis?
Yes.
What? No, look up banana spider.
Banana spider?
Is either that
you
or
are a freak.
It's
that's
a slang.
Freaky.
It's a slang.
Banana spider.
No, that's not the same one. Wait, the second one. Yeah, that's the same one.
It's like
a
yellow jacket spider.
So, dude,
it looks
these
like an orb weaver.
So, we used to ride on a golf cart through these trails at my friend's house, and they make their webs like 10 feet in the air from tree to tree, like 15 feet across, and they just live in them. And one was like a little bit lower because we went through like an area where we usually don't go through. And we drove straight through a fucking huge web on the golf cart.
Oh.
And we were like freaking out to like check ourselves, make sure there was no spider.
Oh.
And we rode like, you know, for another like 20 minutes and we get home and I literally see it like on the ground right outside their house. So it was on the golf cart the whole time and we had no idea.
Oh, it's kind of cute.
Poisonous?
I don't think
so. Yes, banana spiders are one of the most venomous spiders in the world.
What?
can be found in Central and South American rainforests.
Different spider.
Not considered highly venomous or dangerous to humans.
Yeah, different spider.
Okay, well then
there's like several different bananas I was seeing on that banana spider picture. Sure. Right.
So. Well, I knew about the different banana spider known from...
Oh, come on, bro. Arachnophobe.
And it gives you a boner.
It does. Anyways, it gives you a boner.
I gotta tell you guys, I thought that they were venomous at the time and I stomped on it as hard as I could.
That's okay. I would have done the same thing. Better safe than sorry.
And it hurt my whole... like. I have never stomped so hard in my entire life that I felt my bone like reverberate all the way up to my...
Jesus Christ, it's hate.
Dude, it hurts so bad when I stomped on it.
You put a spider on the curb.
You know, you hit like a baseball like really hard with a bat, you feel it like shaking.
It hurts, and you're like,
that's what I felt like through my bone and my leg.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus fucking Christ. That was his like last hoorah before he got crushed to death.
I couldn't, bro. They're freaky. They're so freaky.
That's just extra hate, bro.
I've woken up to a spider next to me, and I felt really, really nice that day, because I was like, I was not freaking out, and I was like, I just gotta like take it outside. I think I had watched like a bunch of really like, you know, like spiders are the most nicest thing. They do this for you, and so I was like, all right, they're gonna be a little chill. So I just put it like on a piece of paper and then lit it outside.
Was it tiny or kind of?
It was tiny.
I remember.
It was not a big
little
thing.
Guy.
Mm-hmm. I had saved this big ass bumblebee. I named it. I don't remember what. Now put it inside a Playmobil ship.
Did you
look up a Playmobil pirate ship?
Did you put a string on it?
No, because he was injured horribly.
Playmobil what?
Playmobil pirate ship. So imagine being a little bumblebee living on this ish.
Oh, that's lit. That's the best life ever.
He was having a great time, but then he bit me, and then passed away immediately. Actually, like
he stung you?
He didn't sting me. He bit me because they don't sting. Bumblebees don't sting.
What?
Yes, they do, Isaac. And then die.
No. Are we thinking about it's the big fuzzy one?
This is the most
fuzzy butt.
Yeah, dude. That's why it died, because it stung you.
It dies because it takes like a chunk of them and they do that.
Bumblebee, you get bees and then a car.
It looked like
a yellow Camaro, a fucking Transformer, and a bee.
It looked like that one.
Did that bite you, Isaac? Go back.
That Camaro? Did that Camaro bite you?
Did that bite you?
This bit stinks, guys.
Well, it's not our fault. We look at Bumblebee and Transformers ruined our search results.
I'm sorry, Isaac.
Dude, those don't sting.
I'm sorry that
it's a traumatic thing, dude. I don't even want to talk about it.
No, it bit him, dude. It bit him. Validate Isaac. It bit him.
It's okay. No, we need to teach him. He needs to learn.
All right. Well,
they sting and die. That's like
sorry, Isaac. Yeah. Did you not watch Bees when his friend stung his friend and he had to get like the fake little sword, like, you know what I'm talking about? The toothpick. The sword that he tied to his butt?
It didn't sting me. I know that much.
It stung you.
Something happened. It was not a sting.
It did not just have fangs.
It can't even bite you.
I don't know, man.
Does it have little teeth or not? Am I tripping?
No.
No, I mean, they don't bite humans.
I don't even think
I've never been stung, so I don't even know.
Maybe it was a kiss of love before passing away, guys. Don't be hating on my shit.
It just sounds really coincidental that when...
Wait.
Yeah, it bit you.
It bit me, then it died.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
But, like, they sting and they die.
I know. Well, how it looked, I was like, surely it stung me. But I went looking, and there was absolutely no reaction. There was just a tiny... It was not like a sting.
Well, you're not allergic if there's no reaction.
Oh, yeah. Are you allergic?
I don't know. I've never been stung.
I've been stung.
Really?
Yellow jackets. I was a kid. It hurt bad.
Wait.
Oh. How do you know it didn't hump you?
Wait. Oh.
Oh.
People are going to hate that.
Dude, that is the worst thing you have ever done.
That's scary. Wait,
do not do that to me.
How does a wasp sound? I'm kind of curious.
No, Bumblebee sound eviler.
What? Bumblebee?
Surely you had a bee up there near Washington once.
Well, I've never been stung, so I don't know if I'm allergic or not.
Damn.
So I could die or I could not die.
Are you allergic?
No, I've been stung by so many things.
I have too. I've been stung a shit ton.
Dirt dauber.
What the hell is that?
They literally...
Stop.
What is that?
I will shadow box.
Like that.
Have you heard of a dirt dauber?
No.
They live in the ground. They live in the dirt and they're black and they like circle the ground really, really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, those suck. This one hurts.
They're scary looking.
I thought this was a paper wasp. It is a paper wasp.
Those guys are scary.
It's like probably a type of,
Yeah, look it.
It's just a different name. Yummy's from Georgia.
Aw.
Do you call them buzzards?
No. Oh, the vultures?
Vultures, see?
I used to, yeah.
Buzzards, yeah. See, it's a Georgia thing.
You've never heard that saying, the devil beating his wife?
I don't know.
Would you call it a receipt or a ticket?
Oh, a receipt.
Would you call it a buggy or a shopping cart?
Is it? Through the fire flames or in the fire flames.
People say buggy down there a lot.
Yeah.
Check that out. In the southern United States, A sun shower is said to occur when the devil is beating his wife.
Dude, sun showers are so fucking cool, bro. That's like my favorite thing.
Never
completely
seen
sunny, like perfect, beautiful, like 80-degree weather. It's just raining. Like,
I call sprinkling. That. I call that a monkey shower.
Monkey shower.
I don't know why. That's how. That's
is that a monkey?
Like the devil.
Oh,
it's like a dust storm. I call it a monkey.
Oh, the
fart.
Devil is literally
monkey
just going.
It's a monkey fart.
All the way across the U.S.
Nah, but like literally, I bit some like wasp, dirt dabber. Yeah. Yellow jacket was the worst.
Yellow
by far.
Jacket hurt a lot, but that the whatever dirt dabber thing you said, paper wasp, those hurt. So bad.
I don't think I've ever been stung by
it. I've been stung
bee,
by
though.
A hornet. A big hornet.
Yeah, I got that stung by a hornet.
Oh, look, he made a pot. He made
so
a pot. We should get stung by
a
bullet.
I sat on it. It got in the car. It got in the car and it was sitting on like just in the chair, and I sat down and I was waiting for my parents to get in the car, and I felt a damn prick on my back, and I turned around and there's a wasp like this
yeah.
big.
He's like,
and
they're
like,
huge.
It seems like they like stinging
literally
kids.
Like, it's orange.
I've never been attacked
like,
by one.
I screamed at the top of my lungs.
look up hornet. Because like a hornet to wasp, just so we could get a nice like ratio of how big this thing is.
Yeah. Hornet. Giant.
Is the cicada killer. The cicada killer.
Wait, no, those are two hornets.
I've seen.
What's a cicada killer?
It's just a big, big bug.
Look up.
Big horrible bee.
Look up cow killer.
Whoa.
Oh, dude, look God killer. Bumblebees are thick, dude. What?
Cow killers were
whoa.
All...
Whoa! Oh! Whoa!
These were all over Georgia.
They're so furry.
And they are fucking destructible. Bro, you could step on them a million times and they will not even care.
Dude, I always feel like it's the ridges in the shoes that they get, like, right in between. Yeah. Luckily, I swear to God. So I'm like, okay, who has, like, a really flat side of their shoe? Just though, it has to be impossible. Like, I don't know if they squish and then they just bounce back
up
or what.
Look up like stepping on a calculator.
Dude, I have never seen this ever. This looks like a rare, like elite skin for a bumblebee that I just never had as a kid. I never unlocked that.
Or like stomping. I was around these all the time when I was a kid and I'll try to kill them and they just wouldn't die. And I didn't know if it stung me. It would have been the worst pain that
like
I've ever felt.
Ever in your life.
Coyote Peterson.
I mean, if Coyote Peterson's doing it on his video channels, bro.
Yeah, that guy's got just insane pain tolerance. I don't know how he does it.
What's like another... Wait, what? Was it go up?
Hasn't... Wait, what?
Oh, Velvet Ant?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh.
Hasn't there been a guy who's done the same thing that Coyote did,
hurt?
But just, like, just didn't react?
Yeah, he's like
hard.
Cooler Coyote Peterson. He's like...
After the recording, he's like,
That thing.
Oh, shit!
What's another B name?
Coyote playing it up.
Well, no B, but...
Oh, Buzz?
I heard Coyote is playing it up.
There's
there.
An executioner wasp that actually looks so sick, I think.
The sting.
It's
executioner wasp. No.
Oh, that thing looks dangerous, bro.
The damn... There's
oh, that's
hawk.
The guy right there that you were
bottom
talking
right.
about.
Yep, the guy doesn't give a single shit when getting stung by anything.
That's the guy who got stung, and he was like, yeah, I guess that kind of
hurts.
Kind
of
hurts.
I give can we watch?
Like,
can we just watch real quick?
No, wait, hold on.
He's like, we wouldn't want that to happen.
It looks like blue steel, and I think it's like the hawk wasp or something. It's like hawk something. Hawk
wasp.
Maybe. Oh. Yeah. They look crazy.
Those things look evil as shit.
Fortunately, we don't live in places where these are at, right?
Fortunately.
I'm pretty sure that's in Arizona.
There's so many dangerous things in the desert.
Maybe.
You know what I feel like it is? I feel like the harder it is to survive in the climate, the more like dangerous things you're
gonna encounter. Yeah, it's like it's a higher elo because it's harder.
Yeah, they like evolve to be like horribly evil because you can only live there if you're evil and horrible.
Come on,
are you seeing in higher climates?
Look how big it is. To survive climates like the desert. It's so dry and arid, and there's like not a lot of like things
all right,
to live off of.
Let's rank biomes then.
What do you mean? Like,
okay, like, the desert, for example, what rank would that be? Would you have to be like diamond or grandmaster, you think? Like,
I think like the high diamond.
High diamond?
High diamond. What about desert?
I think Antarctica. Can we agree Antarctica is just top 500?
Are you in love with me? What are you doing?
I'm not touching
champ,
you.
Like the taiga and like the
that don't matter.
Champ. Why do
you make things weird, man? Why can't I just relax?
Okay, watch this.
Are you in love with me? I'm like relaxing.
That's not what he was doing.
I didn't do that. I was leaning. If anything, I'm leaning to Larry.
Hey, bro, we can share him, bro. Hey, bro, come
He's
back.
He's mine
bro.
Now.
Anyway, all right, biomes. Rainforest, 100% top 500.
Rainforest, like everyone's there. That's like
no,
dude.
Game.
It's scary.
Dude, the Amazon
creepy.
Rainforest. Have you seen Naked and Afraid?
Well, yeah.
No one survives. They don't die.
Humans,
but
humans, not bugs and animals.
Oh, for humans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think we were talking about?
I thought he was saying bugs and animals too, Brunk.
Yeah, I thought it was me.
So top 500 rainforest, temperate forest, I'd say probably like high GM. Taiga?
That's like coldish kind of, right? Taiga?
That's where lynxes are.
Bronze. Desert.
No, Taiga, bro. Taiga's like probably up there in diamond.
You're not surviving it. Like, are you saying like dropped in with no resources and you just have to survive?
Bro, do you know what the taiga is?
I guess, no, I don't.
I'd survive freshwater.
It's like permafrost.
Yeah, it's like dead.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I said, I was like, that's like Grandmaster.
My masters.
Look up Lynx after this, because they're so cool, dude. I love Lynx.
They're in the taiga?
Wait, hold on. Wait.
After.
Okay, desert top 500, we were talking about that. Grassland, probably around like...
I don't think desert's top 500, bro.
I think like gold, middle of gold,
you're
savannah.
You're not surviving in the desert.
Savannah's high plat. Like, there are...
You are going way too fast.
Nope.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
desert is desert is not top 500.
Why?
Desert's not even ranked.
There's no resources.
Desert
no
is
homes.
A community map, Isaac, dude.
Like, okay, fine. It can be a workshop map. That's fine.
All right. Desert, I think desert's diamond. I think it's pretty. I think what? It's like. I mean,
what?
It depends. About? It depends so where. Yeah,
nobody's surviving there.
It's challenging to live there, but it's not like
impossible.
Impossible.
Are we? Do we have resources, or do we have to get resources on our own? Like, is that the game?
You have resources.
Like, do you have an inventory?
But we're talking. You have resources, but like, even if you had resources in these places, you're still fucked. Like, straight
you
up.
You have to be good at surviving in the desert.
Well, rainforest,
I
lived
in a temperate
rainforest.
What does that bottom right say?
What's a temperate rainforest?
Yeah, Washington. I'm living underwater. Fuck it. I don't care. Yeah. I'm diamond.
Washington's all a temperate rainforest.
What is that? That call you, you're high GM to me.
I'm
looking
over. Yeah, it's just, I'm actually curious about that.
Temperate.
Yeah.
Something.
That's why a lot of the trees in Washington, they're evergreen. They're
That's easy as shit, bro. Yeah, that's like, that's literally Twilight, bro.
Copper.
Yeah, this is.
That is Washington.
Look up Lynx.
What is Lynx?
Lynx is
an animal with a big foot. LYNX. He's got the big feet. He lives in the taiga.
Yeah, it's these things.
Look at his big feet.
Yeah, they have a big face. Like, look at their faces.
Look at Lynx's feet. Not to be weird or anything.
Yeah, you're weird.
Dude, do not look up.
No, dude, look at them. They got huge feet.
Wait,
so they can walk on the snow.
I love. Damn. There's this one car I love. Can you just add it to?
Wait, yeah, I got you.
Wait, look at that one where he's like mid stride. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's like below. Like, cool. Okay, never mind.
Oh. Dude, what is your actual issue? Why would you do that?
Why is everything hidden on the screen?
Well, okay,
it's a good thing everything's
hidden. Yummy buddy. When someone types in R34 after anything on the internet, usually porn.
Usually that means there's
second one on the second row.
Skinned alive.
I couldn't read R34. I can't read the screen.
Dude, that's so funny. The entire
second
clip.
Second one on the second.
I'm glad that it was all censored.
Look at his big feet, dude.
He has big feet, though. He does.
Aww.
Those are some big feet.
They're so cute. All
right, we got to go back for a second.
It looks
swollen. Keep on rating. We got to keep on rating.
Okay, do we have to?
Must we really?
Okay, well, clearly this game is...
must.
Would you have a better proposition for a game?
Oh my God, look at the
lenses.
I like tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe.
Well, it's bottom left over there. Yeah. All right,
tundra, we're fucked.
Tundra, you're fucked. Freshwater.
Holy,
freshwater's easy.
Freshwater is easily like bronze.
All right.
Yeah.
The marine.
The marine. Like,
I'm living underwater. I don't
think about it. Unheard of.
Take a.
Dude, I don't fuck with the ocean. I'm not going to lie.
No. Fuck
the ocean is so sick.
All right, here's a question.
It's cool, but it's scary.
Here is a question.
It's scary.
Yes.
And this is real.
Okay.
You have three options. Rank them. Dropped in an ocean. You don't know how far you are from land.
Okay.
Dropped in a big ass swamp right in the middle.
Oh, fudge that.
Dropped in the middle of like Amazon rainforest, like Amazon river, right in the middle.
Ocean.
I'd rather fucking die.
Ocean.
I'd actually rather.
Amazon river.
I'm going ocean.
Amazon river, Tarzan.
I think.
Right in the middle of a swamp?
I want to go ocean. I feel like I would communicate with the animals somehow.
Right in the middle of a swamp, right? Like a crocodile alligator infested swamp?
Yep.
With the worst ones are like those little like things that crawl up your penis.
Terrible.
Woo!
Did you know about that?
Well, yes. Thank you for just ruining my entire...
The penis
I was like,
crawler ant?
No, penis, don't look that
the
up.
The penis crawler wasp.
Not looking at it, I just scrolled up.
A penis crawler wasp.
Yeah, don't look that up.
No, don't.
Don't add R34 either.
There's a guy who survived in the ocean for like, I'm pretty sure, weeks. He would like, he had scuba gear on, but he was like stranded and he'd float on his back and then he'd like put it on, like swim to the bottom, like grab a lobster and like eat it raw.
Really?
Oh, fuck.
And then float on his back.
Oh, fuck.
There was a video that I just saw of a guy that survived like
Ray William Johnson.
A year at sea. Yeah, you saw that video from Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
430 days.
Yep. Dap me up.
What?
There you go.
He was found?
Ouch.
Yeah, he came up to an ocean. So what happened was he was out on a fishing trip with an inexperienced guy they ended up getting, I think, what was it, like 1,500
pounds? They found 1,100 pounds of fish.
They got 1,100 pounds of fish, and they were going to return back, but a big storm was coming, and then their engine for the motor for their boat crashed. It crashed down.
And a big storm.
So then, and the big storm was, and their boat was starting to sink.
Throwing everything off the board, Mm-hmm. They were surviving. They survived for around 2 or 3 months based on, like, got a fish, biting it and eating it, rainwater for drinking. But his buddy passed away.
His buddy did not want to eat anymore. He ended up dying. He said, hey, can you tell my mom this one message that I'm not going to tell you? Well, I guess
that I can't. I
only for
I'm
my just mom. Gonna tell you. Ray William Johnson didn't know the message.
Yeah, no.
Because it was only for his guy's mom.
Right.
But yeah, anyways, the guy ended up going on living for 400
something days.
30 days.
Who found
total.
Him? How was he found?
So he drifts 6,000 miles away.
No way.
Yeah. He lands in like Africa.
6,000 miles?
It was like Mexico to like Africa, somewhere in Congo.
No. It was, he went left. He went left almost towards Japan area. Are like out near like Hawaii area, like past that area.
You're right. It was an island.
It was an island though. Yeah, it was an island. And he
remote,
like,
or there was people living on
there
it?
There was someone living there.
Wow.
He like went to, he swam to the island and then he was like crawling on the shore. He was like naked. He had a knife and there were these two people that were sitting there and they like saw him.
Oh,
and
by helped chance.
Him out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They helped him out.
Completely by chance.
Dude, what's crazy is that if you're missing for like 48 hours, you're pretty much like you're dead.
That's crazy how they just give up. They give up after like a week.
They said that in the video. They said they sent out people to go find them, but after 2 days, they gave up.
Wow.
They just assume you're
dead. Because the ocean is like.
I can't really be angry at it because it's just wasting like resources that could be used for people that are definitely alive versus maybe alive. So it's like, it makes sense.
Yeah, like the submarine shit, remember?
Yeah, you have to give up on that eventually, and that's unfortunate.
How long did they last on that one?
It lasted a while because I think that it was just like such a big story. They needed to like have a resolution.
I saw a picture yesterday where it said the submarine has 1 hour left of oxygen.
Wait, what?
Oh wait, no, I didn't be like the submarine officially lost all oxygen. There is definitely no way by now that they could have survived.
But it was like the pictures at the time where there was a countdown for it, and someone posted like yesterday, like the submarine officially has 1 hour left of oxygen.
Yeah, if you're in the comments, are like they're just like, okay, for sure now. There's absolutely no chance, right? Like, there's no way they can come out.
Did they live? Did they?
No.
Yeah, they all live.
Squished to a pulp.
There's
the
a
pressure
movie.
Was so bad, it was like,
yeah.
There's a movie about them now.
Everything already? Literally imploded into itself.
I'm lying, Gronk.
I wonder if it happens in like an instant.
It is.
Really?
So it literally is quicker than your brain could process pain.
Boink.
It was like 0.001 seconds they imploded.
Me and Grunk are an astronaut right now, and we just got to the core of the planet, and we didn't feel that, so.
Yeah.
Bro, there was a you guys didn't see the simulation of
it
happening?
I saw it. It was really bad.
Dude, it was really like.
I think I did, but I like, forgot about it.
Blood.
I mean, I'm glad it happened fast and it wasn't slow and excruciating. And
wow, you're insensitive, dude. You glad it happened?
If it was inedible, I'm hungry.
I used to think
inevitable thing. Then yeah, I'm glad it happened quick.
I mean, I'm glad it happened quick for them too, man.
Dude, you're effed up. Yo, get me away from the serial killer though.
Why are you sitting like that?
Because, bro, you're being hella sus right now, bro.
Are you
not
being polite?
With it.
Yeah,
what?
Dude.
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, we have to talk about where we went to the other night. Remember?
Huh?
We met up with Yummy. Yummy invited us to go out. Where'd we go, Yummy?
Yep. Well, I was out, met my good friend Uzi.
Mm-hmm.
Little Uzi.
We went, we got some food, then we went bowling, and then we did arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? We fucking won, bro.
Dude, we won a lot of stuff, actually.
Let's go through the night.
I did Big Bass Pro the entire night.
Okay.
And I got 4,000 tickets.
Look, Yummy, how much did you put onto your card? $75 worth?
Yeah.
So Yummy, ever reload?
Yep.
Did you ever reload?
Yeah.
How many? More.
$75.
No,
so
okay. So Yummy spent $150 and he didn't go to any game aside from that giant wheel where you pull it down and it gives you tickets.
Oh, you're addicted to that thing.
Yeah,
dude.
But I got 4,000 tickets.
Dude,
and I'm the reason that we got two brand new giant stuffed animals.
Yummy, you were doing it to the point that you were.
That?
This is POV good. Yummy. Yummy walks up to the one machine, taps it, walks to the next same exact machine, taps it, and pushes both of them at the same time. It was like actually watching an addicted gambler, awesome. Like having two steak windows open at the same time gambling.
It was going nuts.
And you'll spend, Isaac will spend $50 a Clash of Clans for this and get his 10 gems in a stupid game. But I'll spend $150 at the arcade with my friends going out and actually having a good time.
Squad Busters. All right. Well, this is what I will say. The night got pretty crazy. Because as Isaac was on his side quest to pretty much clear out the entire fucking crane game of Pac-Man.
Yeah, how many did you get?
12?
14.
Holy shit.
14 stuffed animals from a claw machine.
Dude. Yeah. As that, he was doing that.
On God, I cleaned them.
Uzi and I, and well, Yummy sometimes would come over, right?
I was just watching.
Yeah. Uzi and I were trying, this is one game. Grunk, you know those like big like ADHD popping games where like it's just a popping mat. What are those called?
It's the rubber ones.
But they had big ones. They had a big Among Us one.
4 feet. 4 feet.
It was huge, dude.
Massive Among Us.
It was a big Among Us one.
It was as big as me.
It was hanging by a strand. And the way the game worked is that you hold a button down and this giant little, it's actually a really tiny blade.
Giant with, little.
Oxymoron alert.
A little blade. Goes all the way to the rope, and you have to hit it just perfectly, and it snips the, I guess, the rope. Cape, the rope a little bit.
Sort of snips.
You got to do it like
you basically got to keep cutting it, cutting it until it falls. And he got it in like three cuts.
Uzi got his like instantaneously. Yeah.
And then he had that crazy cut again, and I saw like the whole thing. They got two of them.
They restocked it after I'm like, I'm in there, I'm getting all my stupid ass
It took
plushies.
Him like 30 minutes to restock
it. Restocking
I think they're trying to mess with the machine so that you couldn't
He
win
told me, he was like, I know what they're doing. I've seen this before. They're waiting this out. They're going to sit here and take their time, so and hopefully we'll leave.
Yep.
Which and honestly isn't that bad of a theory. I'll give it
there
to
There was
them.
Like six workers there trying
to do all
this. There's a security officer there like
for an Among Us popper.
Yeah.
The guy on the outside that like
Yeah, he's standing there like, put the thing. They're literally reading the label on the machine that said, I don't know, it was something like about safety, but they were just reading it out trying to like kill time.
Yeah.
But and we stood our ground. We stood there and we were like waiting.
And then I won a mermaid?
Yeah.
Is she a mermaid? Yeah, I want a mermaid and I traded it in and I got... Dude, these things are expensive, by the way. You heard Yummy. Yummy said he got like, what, 4,000 tickets?
Yeah.
These things are worth like 10,000 tickets.
I'm sorry. Can we go and try and find how much it is online? Because I know it's for sale somewhere.
$20.
It has to be probably around $20. Among Us, Popper. Oh, that's the big one. Is that it? No, that's too small.
No, it starts with...
That is too small.
This is the small one, isn't it?
Well, no, so, that's small. That's big, but it's...
Oh, there it is. There it is. To the right. All the way right.
Oh, keep going. Oh,
yeah. That's about right.
$35.
That thing is huge.
I know, dude.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
so
the
yummy.
One.
Yeah, we won $35 like mats.
Yeah. How much did you put on your card?
Less than yummy.
You don't want to say it.
Probably $125.
I did not recharge once. $100. That's it.
Dude, congratulations, dude. How much did you spend on Clash Royale yesterday?
Clash Royale, zero.
How much did you spend on Party Poppers?
Squad Busters. Squad Busters, $9.99.
Yo, Grunk.
You they had it. Irresistible. Whatever, bro.
Grunk, Squad Busters. You download that
download
game?
Download Squad Busters.
What even is that?
Oh, hold on. Man. Oh, dude, you're growing up so fast.
I've never heard of that once.
Oh, man.
It's a Supercell game. You'd have known. Clash of Clans. It's dude, awesome.
Can we
it's
talk
so
about
fun.
Something that they're doing that's absolutely evil, and I know companies are going to copy and do exactly what they're doing?
They are
the
trendsetters.
Fucking Battle Pass? That is insane.
What do you mean?
It's not even the Battle Pass.
It's like a, what is it? Like a weekly pass?
It's like a something where, but it's not a Battle Pass.
It's like a challenge pass, okay? You pay money, right? An initial, like, let's say $3. Then you get that one item, and then you get a following tree of like three items, and it progressively gets better
and better
until the end. And you have to pay money along the way to re-up it if you want to get like an epic chest.
They did not invent that. I've seen it before. On my Goblin game, it's a very common thing. Yeah, it's a strategy that where you pay like $1.99, you get like something that's already worth it, and then two extra shits for free. It says free. And they hide the last little price tag right under the little shadow of your screen. So you're like, pay, buy. Oh, I clicked it. Oh, no, it's $2.99. What's another $2, right? Boom, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I did it. Whatever.
Because you actually literally go bucks. To the game and then it's like, mega epic chest. And then you literally have to, like, it's like $4 for the last three. And you're like, I'm already this far.
Four baby goblins and it's like the worst
deal ever. I'm already this far. I guess I'll pay for it. And it's like, bro, it's evil. That is
it is. I've never seen anything like it until the goblin game.
It's like, it's evil. Let's do it.
Buy a Big Mac for $2 and get a free fry. Also, get an extra toy, but if you spend $3, you can get a Coke and an extra toy.
Oh, all right. The group, ice cream. If this podcast gets 10,000 likes, we're going to make a group game. And what's this game going to be?
It's going to be like Tuber Simulator.
You started the game and you go to us, ask.
we're doing a group game. What's it going to be? Grunk, what do you want to be? What character do you want to be?
A wizard.
All right.
What? That's the coolest one.
That's the coolest one.
All right. I'll just be the good guy.
What?
Okay, let's make a...
Can I be the training?
The group Tuber Simulator.
What?
Cootie Pie, we're coming for your brain.
Oh, okay, all right. POV, you wake up at 2 in the morning, afternoon, and then you go to the gym, and you come home, and you play Overwatch. That's the life of the group YouTuber.
Have you never played PewDiePie Tuber Simulator?
Nope.
Wow, that's sad.
Wake up and film with Edgar.
Yeah.
And Maya, there's a barrel.
I love
it. Did you?
What?
You didn't?
I know about his game.
Well, did you watch him?
Oh, this game is like PewDiePie? Arturo.
Bro, here's one of my greatest life achievements. It's actually not a life achievement.
Arturo.
It's not a life achievement, but I watched PewDiePie before he had 1 million subs.
Me too. Back when he used to have the banners, custom amnesia banner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because YouTube allowed
that. Stefano! And I was like on my phone and I was like,
I don't know if I did or didn't. I can't recall.
You probably did.
I just remember because he had like right under a mil, and then like half a year later, he had like 30 mil, and I was like, bro, what?
Yeah, like what on earth just happened?
Dude.
Oh, shit. Viewers at home are looking at more Among Us stories.
Sorry, they're just awesome. Walking now.
That was a pretty good link.
Is that Chanel? What is that?
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
No, that's the sand.
Oh,
what I don't know what that is. Wait, what? A Snapper? Fidget. There's so many fidget toys now, by the way, that are just
random.
Guys, I'll be real. I might urinate all over my pants if we don't wrap this up.
Yeah, how are you looking on time right now? It's
damn, Yummy, you wearing gray sweatpants?
Around 10 minutes, bro.
Yummy, you wearing...
10 minutes left?
You wearing gray sweatpants?
Hour 12?
You a slut, bro.
What did I do?
No, on God, it's time to wrap up, though.
He's wearing gray sweatpants. He's slutty.
I'm playing this game.
You have a problem.
What the fuck?
Why are we what is this, 9, 12 inches above the knee? Who's
the
slut?
Heck?
You're a slut.
Give it 2
inches.
This
is 9 inches?
Dude, if that's 9 inches, I'm packing crazy.
Damn.
Stand up. You're wearing the gray sweatpants to show it off.
Don't stand up.
Let's wrap up this podcast, dude.
Huh?
All right. Folks at home and folks driving and folks on a plane and folks on the taxi and folks everywhere. Thank you for watching this episode of the Group Chat Podcast, episode 108. Make sure to use code GROUP for 10% off.
And get lean now.
And get lean.
Now.
And we're going to be headed off now. Folks, have a good, beautiful day. Take care. Don't die. Don't crash. Don't do anything bad. Bye. Love you.
Bye.